Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org.
Where the Dursleys are followed.
To Westerdale from Bryony Griffith and Alice Jones from their album A Year Too Late, A Month Too Soon, kicking off the second half of this week's edition of Thank Goodness It's Folk. Thank you to James for the first half, And morning, how are you doing? That was Bradley Griffith and Alice Jones playing Missing the White Horse in Missing near Doncaster this weekend. Now, I realised that today, 22nd of June, would have been, if he was here, the 84th birthday of Mr. McPete. A hero to all, and a great friend. Let's play tribute to him now. This is Mick with Rogues Gallery singing Black Jack Davy. Rogues Gallery with Mick Pete on lead vocals there with Black Jack Davy. In a couple of weeks' time, will be the Southwell Folk Festival, and in a moment we'll be hearing from Martin Smalley of the Southwell Folk Festival team about loads and loads of things that's happening over that weekend, Thursday to Sunday, the 4th to the 7th of July. It's going to be a great weekend. And here now is the headliner for the Saturday night. I'm so good that I'm not going to be able to be there to see her. This is Rhiannon Giddens with Little Musgrave.
Little Margaret sitting in her high hard chair, combing back her long yellow hair, saw sweet William and his new maid bride riding up the road so near. She threw down her ivory comb, threw back her long yellow hair, said, "I'll go down and I'll bid him farewell, and I'll never more go there." It was late in the night, they were fast asleep. Little Margaret appeared, all dressed in white, standing at their bed. Said, "How do you white pillow. How do you like your sheet? Said, how do you like that pretty fair maid who lays in your arms asleep? Very well do I like my snow white pillow. Well do I like my sheet. Much better do I like that pretty fair maid who stands at my bed.
Right then, thanks for letting me have a chat, Sam. And what we want to emphasise is obviously that Rhiannon Giddens is having her only UK festival appearance here at Gate to Southwell. And it's, you know, a bit of a experiment in a way, because when she brings her band and entourage, etc., it's just a little bit more expensive than other sort of top-of-the-bill artists that we've had on past festivals. So we're pleased at the moment that the ticket sales are going quite well. But as I say, she's really at the peak of her powers now anyway, not just singing, but fiddler and banjo player as well. So I think things have sort of moved on for her, even from the heights of Carolina Chocolate Drops when she was in that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real coup for you to get her as your headliner, isn't it? Fantastic stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So we're going through a bit of a time at the minute, aren't we, Martin, with, you know, festivals changing, going away, some of them.
Well, yeah, we obviously, you know, we've lost, so well, not lost yet, but we are about to lose, you know, the last ones of Underneath the Stars and the last ones of Tower Sea will all occur in August. We're feeling sufficiently confident, Sam, to say that we've got our dates for next year.
Great. Well, what do you think it is that makes Southwell such a special festival? Because it is. It's a small festival with a big heart, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's small enough for people to feel that they're part of a sort of, almost like a sort of collective of friends, you know. We sort of say that we still, you know, we'll try to grow a bit, but we have to limit it to what we can sustain as a viable event, a comfortable size where we know our audience and we will maintain the sort of friendly community vibe. That's the sort of idea of it anyway. And, you know, mustn't get too big for our boots, but it's about sort of 2,500 people, you know, on a Saturday. I think that's a sort of good a good level for us, you know?
Absolutely. And there's you have three stages, don't you?
We do, yeah. Three stages. In effect, we have a fourth, really, because there's Lake Stage, which is the big one, obviously, that's got Rhiannon on and Catherine Tickell on the Thursday night as the headliner, Man Ran as the headliner on the Sunday night, and also Blue Rose Coat headlining on the Friday night. And this year it is actually going to be covered. Sides open, but covered, you know. We've had really brilliant weather in the last 3 years, I think, since we resumed in 2021. And we couldn't really risk, you know, fine weather all the way through for another year. So we've decided a little bit of investment for a cover is a good idea. But the folk stage, that's the one that I compare, has always been covered right through the period. We get about sort of 300 people all told in there. But, you know, this is dependent on how much space people take up bringing their chairs in and sort of parking sensibly, shall we say. And we also have the Frontier stage, which is sort of basically people mostly are standing in Frontier, and it's a bit more jiggy and movie about sort of thing in there. You know, we do try to keep that at the edge, shall we say. And then in the Barleycorn stage, which is really just an adjunct to the bar, there's going to be some other acts, etc., that are going to be playing in there. Some of them already sort of on the festival list somewhere else, and other people who can sign up for the sort of spaces in between.
And so, like you say, you compare the folk stage. What have you got on the folk stage this year?
Well, the things that I'm looking forward to now really are that I can get a few sort of relatively unusual acts which we wouldn't normally see. It's a bit like having Over the Moon on the their, you know, Canadian pair that we've actually had at Carrington Triangle Folk Club, and we really enjoyed them. They come from Alberta, basically, Craig and Suzanne. And, you know, they are natural performers on stage with a bit of tongue-in-cheek banter. That'll be sort of Friday afternoon. And also, I'm looking forward again to having Bella Gaffney on Friday night as well. And then I suppose, basically, we're sort of looking at Charmer Finches, the Australian pair that,
yeah.
You know, in very interesting anyway. Seb Stone's going to be on a folk stage on Saturday lunchtime. Got Georgia Shackleton, Lizzie No, who I'd not seen before, but again, there's a bit of a sort of transatlantic thing. She's going to be on before Rhiannon anyway on the main stage, but we get a sort of separate solo concert on the Saturday afternoon from her. And I guess probably the next sort of best thing about it is that we can have people on Sunday that also are, you know, a bit sort of unusual, if you like, in the afternoon. Slackbird, which is a sort of Finnish duo. We've got Cohen Braithwaite, Kilcoyne doing a separate sort of solo bit. Derry Farrell doing a solo on the Sunday afternoon. And then as our sort of climax sort of thing, it's Reg Muros Stolen from God.
Oh.
And that'll be at 5:45 because basically once we've done that, the folk stage will breathe a huge sigh of relief rather than going into the evening, because a bit later on, just after Stolen from God has finished, the Derry Farrell trio actually are on the big Lake stage ahead of Man Ran, you see. So we reckon that our folk stage clientele, so to speak, will want to graduate across to Lake stage, having heard a bit of Derry in the afternoon, to move on to get the whole trio in the evening, followed by Man Ran.
Well, that'll be that will be great. Well, let's just speak about Reg for a moment, because he's got a very busy him and his bandmates have got a very busy day on the Sunday, haven't they? Reg is kind of taking over the festival a bit.
Well, we've got to hope he's travelled and got in all right, for he's got a spot on the Lake Stage at 12:15 on the Sunday. And then we've got sort of the Fire and Dust that he's doing with, Geraint Watkins on the Frontier Stage. That's about sort of 2:00 or so. So he gets an hour's break to and then after he's done Fire and Dust, he's got about another 2.5 hours anyway before we bring him on again with Cohen and obviously Sun Tzu to produce a full sort of Stolen from God. So yes, he's going to be a busy boy.
Fantastic. Well, how can people get tickets?
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, tickets are all obtained by gtsf.uk. That's we're now into the last stages, unfortunately. I think the advanced tickets have been going well and they've sold, etc. So we're in the last sort of fortnight now, but they're still quite reasonably priced, I think, for the weekend, and also obviously for those that might just only want to come down for a day. I've had a couple of people mentioning at Carrington Folk Club last night, yes, we can't make the whole weekend, but we're definitely going to come all day Saturday and so forth. So maybe some of your residents of South Yorkshire would, even if they can't make the whole weekend, would love to come over on a Saturday or a Sunday or whatever.
Well, I certainly think that'd be a good idea. I might even try and make it for the Saturday afternoon myself. When you never know. But
excellent.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. But the festival goes from Thursday to Sunday, doesn't it?
That's it. Thursday evening we kick off about sort of 6:00 or so in the folk stage, because we're doing, being the 4th of July as well as obviously elections, there is a separate sort of show that's basically the Great American Songbook. I'm not involved in that one. I mean, it's not, it is basically sort of hosted really by Louis, the band from Leeds. But, it's going to involve quite a few of people who are actually also at the festival for other slots. But, I shall be over on the Lake Stage looking after Bella Gaffney, Catherine Robertson, Siobhan Lakeman and Catherine Tickell and the Darkening. But if anybody is into American music, there'll be a whole range of stuff, I think, going from the early days of jazz and, so forth through the crooners and into 60s folk and so forth. So that'll be basically from 6:00 on the Thursday, and we'll be running right through until Sunday evening, and we finish off not just with the Dairy Farrell Trio and Man Ran on the Lake Stage, which goes on until 10:00, but also there's a final sort of thrash, so to speak, on the Sunday night with the Activators until 11:30, which is when we've got to finish.
Absolutely. And we should mention Melrose Quartet are coming, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Of course. Well, no, I mean, we can't fail to mention Melrose Quartet, can we? Because, I mean, obviously, with James being a co-host with you. But, yes, we've got Melrose Quartet appearing on the Lake Stage on the Friday evening, 7:00.
Yeah.
And then they're in the folk stage for 10:30, doing a Cayley as only the Melrose Quartet can do. So that'll be 10:30 till midnight. So yes, I've not even mentioned all the other Cayleys, have I? So we've obviously Cayley with Melrose on Friday. We've got Cayley on the Saturday night with Frog on a Bike, and on Sunday morning we do a Cayley with Juniper, 10:30 till 12:00.
And also lots of lots of workshops too.
Oh yes, workshops in. We've got Steeples Workshop Tent, which will also actually hold the odd bit of acoustic concert as well when it's not doing workshops. So we've got a bit of a spoken word showcase, guitar workshop, Tune Works Improvers for later on. That's on the Saturday. Then on the Sunday, another acoustic concert, another Tune Works, Songwriters Forum with Dave Wilson, Winter Wilson, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the two other members of Dairy's trio are having separate workshops, Kevin Gluckin doing his fiddle workshop and Kieran Munley doing a flute workshop, whilst Dairy's doing his thing on the folk stage with us, you see. So, all works out, all fits together.
Lovely. Well, lovely. Well, it sounds like a great weekend, and good luck with it, and hopefully I'll see you for some of it on the Sunday, maybe.
Yes, I hope so too. Okay then, see you then, Sam.
Lovely stuff. Thanks a lot, Martin.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
My father always told me, son, be smart. Buy yourself an African to pull that heavy cart. My father always said, son, use your brain. Buy yourself an African to cut your sugar cane. My father was a Bristol man by trade. In sugar and molasses there were fortunes to be made. To gain a place in high society, a man must grow his interest in this golden industry. We headed for the coast of Senegal, with copper cloth and gunpowder, pretty beads and wool. Then southward to the port of Calabar, where the smell of death hangs heavy and tobacco smoke and tar. And I found myself in Africa. We parted with the Barbary corsair, his dagger on his waist and on his face the blackest hair. The captain said, the devil's in that man, but God was on our side, we'd be guided by his hand. And I bought myself an If Satan owned the cursed barbarian, if God's with us, then who stands with the wretched African? Abandoned by all saints and gods he seemed, and cast into some nightmare, some forsaken spirit dream. And I bought myself an African queen. So the day went on, and by the end I'd brought 200 women folk and girls and boys and men. The captain said, these bodies that you see, think on them as chattels, like some cheap commodity. And I bought another African slave. Their purpose is to labor for your need, sanctioned by His Holiness, by royalty decree. And it's the right of each good Englishman to keep by your protection and to govern by your hand. So I bought myself an
Reg Muros there from the show Stolen from God. And that was, I bought myself an African. And as Martin said, Reg has got a hugely busy day at Southwell Folk Festival on the Sunday. He's doing a solo set. He's doing his show Fire and Dust. And then he finishes off with Stolen from God, along with Cohen Braithwaite, Kilcoyne, and others. That will be a fabulous show. Thanks to Martin from Southwell Folk Festival for having a chat with us. Let's stay with Southwell for a couple. And as we said, Man Ran will close the Sunday night of the festival. Here they are, Man Ran.
Gone are the days when I knew what was for me. 22 without a clue where I was heading. Now I choose to be the fool who stands before you. And all I ask is that you run away with me. I'll be your guide in the moonlight. I'll show you how our crow flies. Put your hands in mine, I will carve our line. Your hands in mine. I don't know if the stars will burn above. The moon will crash and burn into the ocean. What if the birds that fly the skies will sing for us? All I know is when I see you, well, I can't look away. I'll be your guide in the moonlight. I'll show you how. Your eyes fixed on mine say we go on. I'll be your guide in the moonlight. I'll show you how our crow flies. Put your hands in mine and we'll carve our line. Your hands in mine. I'll be your guide in the moonlight. I'll show you how our crow flies. You are the eight I need. You're everything I need. You're the eight I dream. You are the eight I need. You're everything I need. You're the eight I breathe.
As I went out one morning, it was early as I strayed, and it being in the month of May, when the birds sang in the shade, and the sun smiled melodiously, then following close with pride, where the primroses and the daisies from all round Blackwater's side. Well, I'd not gone but half a mile, when there I chanced to spy two lovers talking as they walked down by Blackwater's side. And as he held her in his arms, these words to him she'd said: I stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid. For when you are in America, those Yankee girls you'll find, and you'll have sweethearts of your own, more pleasing to your eye. And you'll forget those promises and vows to me you made. So stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid. I'm in America, those Yankee girls I'll find, but they'll have to be more charming than the one that I left behind. For there's not a flower in yonder bower, a blooming in yonder glade, that can remind me, love, of you, you're me lovely Irish maid. And it's many's a foolish man said she has left for a foreign shore, oh, leaving his own true love behind, perhaps to see no more. But in the crossing of the Atlantic foam, sometimes their graves are made. So stay at home with me, my love, I'm your lovely Irish maid. And like two fun hearts together, well, this couple did embrace. And like honey drops upon the flower, the tears fell from her face. And there's not a day while you're away that I'll visit still this place. So come back to me again, I'm your lovely Irish maid. Oh, as I went out one morning, it was early as I strayed, and it being in the month of May when the birds sang in the shade, and the sun smiled melodiously, then following close with pride, where the primroses and the daisies from all round Blackwater's side, where the primroses and the daisies from all round Blackwater's side.
Derry Farrell there with Blackwaterside, and like we said earlier, Derry will be at Southwold Folk Festival doing a couple of sets, a solo one and a trio one, and that will be fantastic. Derry Farrell there, staying in Ireland for one more, and somebody I'm really really looking forward to seeing at this year's Shrewsbury Folk Festival with the Moon in St Christopher. This is Mary Black.
When I was young, I spoke like a child. I saw with a child. An open door is to a girl like the stars are to the sky. It's funny how the world lives up to all your expectations, with adventures for the stout of heart and the lure of the open spaces. There's two lanes running down this road, and whichever side you're on accounts for where you want to go or what you're running from. Back when darkness overtook me on a blind man's curve, I relied upon sometimes for being such a stubborn woman in such stubborn times. I have run from the arms of lovers, I have run from the eyes of friends, I have run from the hands of kindness, I have run just because I can. But now I've grown and I speak. speak like a woman and I see with a woman's eyes. And an open door is to me now, the saddest of goodbyes. When it's too late for turning back, and I pray for the heart and the nerve, I rely upon the moon. I rely upon the moon. I rely upon the moon, Saint Christopher. I rely.
Andy Irvine and Paul Brady there with from the Andy Irvine and Paul Brady album, the famous purple album, as we say, and that's a set of tunes from that album. I thought I'd play that because we often play the songs from that album, but it's nice to play a set of tunes from that album and recognise Kevin Burke and Donald Lunny, who were also on the album with them. Andy Irvine and Paul Brady there. Now, I believe James played a track from Ephraim Donovan, who we had a great night with on Tuesday. She was absolutely fantastic, and she was so good. I thought I'd play another one. Here's the track that she finished the main set with. This is Aoife with from the Transatlantic Sessions with Oh Mama.
When I was in Barbie, you were my mate. When I was in Beaufort, you were my
us, escapeless night under the stars. You cried, oh mama, sing me a love song, pour me some bourbon and lay me down low.
Tony McManus and Julia Toastman there with some tunes. And just one last call to say that they'll be at Live at Sam's with us on Sunday the 23rd of June. We look forward to that. We look forward to that very much. And that will be a great night. Two weeks today. I'm very, very honoured indeed to say that we will be joined by the legendary Linda Thompson, who'll be talking about a new record, which is called Proxy Music, which is songs written by her but recorded by other people, including members of her family. I'm very honoured that she's agreed to join us, and hopefully she'll be doing a bit of a Kellam Island Discs as well, and choosing some of her favourite music. Very, very, very honoured indeed. The legendary Linda Thompson has agreed to join us. But for now, let's hear a track of Linda's great singing from an album that is 50 years old this year. From the album I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight, this is Down Where the Drunkards Roll.
See the boys out walking, look so fine, dressed up in green velvet, their silver buckles shine. Soon they'll be bleary-eyed under a keg of wine, down where the drunkards roam. Standing, staring at the ground, he's looking for the real thing. Lies were all he found. You can get the real thing, it will only cost a pound, down where the drunkards roam.
Richard and Linda Thompson there with Down Where the Drunkards Roll from the album I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight, which is 50 years old this year. Can you believe it? And I, like I say, I'm honoured and thrilled that, that Linda has agreed to join us on Thank Goodness It's Folk in 2 weeks' time. In the meantime, thank you very much for listening today. Thank you to James for the first half. Thank you to Tom Kitchen for joining us in the first half to talk about his new book, Where There's Brass. That was a fantastic chat and a fantastic show too. And thank you to Martin Smalley for joining us to talk about Southwold Folk Festival, which will take place in a couple of weeks' time. I will leave you now with some tunes from the new album by the McGoldrick family, Michael McGoldrick and his very talented nieces. The album is called One for the Road, and this is some tunes from it. See you next week, folks. Look after one another.